DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Temporary pop-up Garda stations would deter crime and restore confidence in communities. Now, that's according to my next guest, who says pop-up stations should be introduced as a means of deterring antisocial behaviour. It's Fine Gael Senator and Shannon spokesperson on Finance, Maria Byrne. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. What is a pop-up Garda station?
Well, I suppose, Pat, it's a temporary Garda station that, you know, maybe a unit that is induced in the main street in our towns, villages, cities, where the Gardaí could use as an area of presence in and out, maybe to provide information. But also it's about a Garda presence on the street. And I think that that's something that we all want.
OK, has it been tried anywhere?
It has been tried in Wexford and worked very successfully. And also there has been the in O'Connell Street in Dublin, while it's not a pop-up one, they opened up a unit there on the main street in O'Connell Street, and Gardaí are in and out at different stages. And it's about, I suppose, people having confidence that there are Gardaí in the street, and while a Garda presence on the street is very welcome and has started to increase on our streets here in Limerick especially, you know, I do believe that by having a Garda station where guards can come and go, they don't have to go back to their main street. They can, you know, people can see them on the street, and I think that's really, really important.
So what is it, sort of a pop-up Garda help situation where a tourist gets lost, pops in there, or the Garda wants to have a sandwich at lunchtime, pops in, has their lunch.
It can be both of those, but it's also about the fact that it can be an information centre, as you said there, but also it's, you know, that the Gardaí, when they're on the beat, they can, well, say if they need to make calls or if they need to interview somebody or if they need to chat to somebody or you know, they need to bring somebody in for questioning, that they could bring them in there, certainly, and, you know, have that conversation. But it also, I think, increases confidence. I know I work with small businesses in Limerick, and while they're grateful every time they see a guard, you know, by having the temporary station on the street where Gardaí can come and go at different times, I do believe that it deters some of the antisocial behaviour that takes place on our streets right across the country. And also there has been 10 mobile Garda station units already implemented, which travel around in different counties. So, you know, I think it would add to that by having a pop-up station, because some people are intimidated as well at having to go to, I suppose, the main Garda station.
Okay, so what kind of business could you conduct besides, you know, looking to a Garda maybe for information about this, that or the other? I mean, what else would happen in this Garda station? You talk about people being intimidated. If they wanted to, you know, get their passport sorted for the form filled in, would they get that done there? You know, how many services would be provided by the Gardaí in these pop-ups?
Well, I suppose it's really, Pat, about having, you know, the presence of the Garda on the street. Because
is it really like a public order pop-up?
A public order station really is, I suppose, where I'm coming from.
Because I saw in the wake of the Dublin riots, off some of the side streets, I saw them on the south side of the city. I'm sure they were on the north side as well. The Garda Public Order Unit had their mobile van, presumably with the dog in the back and with all the appropriate equipment that they might have. It was just parked on the side of the road, but could be deployed immediately should trouble arise.
Well, the thing is, it's about a presence on the streets, you know, I mean, because I do believe that right around our towns and villages and in our cities, you know, by having a Garda presence on the street, it creates certainty for, I suppose, the public who use the streets, who walk the streets. But it also you know, creates confidence for the businesses, because I believe that, you know, by having a presence, it deters people maybe from being there, carrying out antisocial, you know.
Okay, now you quoted two places. You said Wexford is worked. How did it work in Wexford?
Well, it has worked very successfully. And
I mean, what does that mean? You know, has crime gone down? Have the yobs gone home?
Crime figures have gone down, certainly. And, you know, while the Gardaí are based out of the main stations, people don't see them on the streets enough. And while numbers are increasing, because Gardaí numbers are increasing and numbers on the street are, you know, there's so many issues happening, whereas I think if there was two people that could be, you know, two to four people, Gardaí, that could be assigned to the pop-up station or the temporary station, and they come and go at different times, you know, it's about that presence, and it's about people having a sense of security, certainly.
Well, we know that in the centre of Paris, not just at Olympic time, but any time of the year, you see their public order police, who are armed to the teeth, by the way, and you often see two or three trucks in a side street, maybe near a big tourist activity area. And it certainly does give you a sense of security that should anything befall you, there is help absolutely near at hand.
Help at hand.
Yeah. Now, we don't have armed police, and our police tend to take a softly approach, to the point that they're abused by the yobs all the time. You know, they're name called and they're slagged off by the youths. Certainly it happens in Dublin. They have no fear.
I know here in Limerick, with Minister McEntee and Commissioner Harris here about 10 days ago, and Limerick has been selected as a pilot scheme to do with body cams, and they've already introduced them in Dublin. It's been rolled out in Waterford this week, I think, someday this week. And certainly that is something that I think has been welcomed as well as a deterrent.
And did they do a walkabout in Limerick when they were there?
They did, yes.
Surrounded by loads of police, so a phalanx of...
No. The minister was out on the street, and so was the commissioner, and spoke to people and spoke to the media. But the idea of the body cams was welcomed, because there's going to be over 200 Gardaí are going to be wearing these body cams. So, you know, you have facial recognition on them, you have, live coverage of what they're witnessing. So I do believe that this would be an add-on to this, you know, and that it certainly would, you know, help to bring down crime on our streets, which happens in all streets.
Now, you mentioned the Dublin situation in O'Connell Street. If you think that's worked, well, Gary Gannon, the Social Democrat TD for the area, his own area, has said it's a no-go area. So much for a pop-up in O'Connell Street.
Well, certainly I do believe that, that might be Deputy Gannon's opinion, and you know, but certainly my understanding is that it has been received well by businesses up there, in terms of that there is a greater Garda presence on the street, and I do believe that it creates, as I've said already, certainty, you know, for communities, for people walking down the street, be it during the daytime or evening time. It's always a reassurance to see a Garda presence on the street. And I do believe that in somewhere like Limerick, where I'm from, that it certainly would work, you know, by seeing a Garda presence and knowing that there is a Garda station, or, you know, so it means that there's Gardaí in the area, but on the main street.
Yeah, well, my listeners are telling me, go down O'Connell Street and there's the pop-up Garda station there, and yet the drug dealing and the antisocial behaviour continues.
Yes,
open drug dealing. Anyone can see it any day of the week.
Well, drug dealing, certainly, and I suppose people being approached, you know, for money or funding by people, is an issue right across our towns and villages. But we have to keep fighting back against it, and that's why I think the presence of Gardaí on the street, things like the rollout of the body cams, is beginning to help to deter it. But we have to build on those as well, Pat. It's not just about having those, you know, implemented. And while you're saying O'Connell Street in Dublin isn't working, I believe it would work.
But do we have no pride? I mean, you're a legislator, obviously, in the Shannon, and this is our premier street. It's the seat of the revolution that led to the freedom of the country, and we allow it to be like this. I mean, have we no shame at all? And as legislators, do you have no shame?
Well, the thing is, Pat, that there, you know, I mean, there should be, you know, open drug dealing should not be happening on the street, certainly. And everything we can do to combat that, from more of a Garda presence to, you know, and another thing as well, Pat, that should be looked at is, I know, in terms of freeing up Gardaí are maybe tied up in the court services or tied up, you know, in office units. We could bring in, and I know that it is being looked at, bringing in, we'll say, civil people to run some of the offices and put more Gardaí back out in the street.
Yeah, and they've done that in large measure. I'm not sure that everybody involved, be that those who are dumped out of their cosy offices onto the street, are happy. And I'm not sure that the civilians who are taking over the jobs are happy that they get the appropriate pay when they replace Gardaí, who are paid much more to do the same job. So it's not always that simple. Anyway, some of the comments coming in. Wexford town was awash with Gardaí last week for the FLA. Town full of musicians and people who were there to enjoy themselves. This week, we've reverted to the norm, not a Garda to be seen anywhere. Garda management seem to be clueless in terms of where and when to put Gardaí. In Paris, myself and my brothers, on a trip there many years ago, spotted the gendarmes in vans circling the city centre, especially in the evening, to police the city and eliminate antisocial behaviour, or at least deal with it if it happened. We felt very safe. Why can't we do it here? Another one says, do we have enough space for prisoners in prison? The answer is no. And it's a problem not just that we have. You can see what happened in the UK, where when they were arresting people for the riots and then bringing them before the magistrate very quickly, and the magistrate sentences them, and someone's got to be released to make room for them in the jails. A great solution to crime in the Dublin city centre and town centres in general is to bring back over-the-shop accommodation and general accommodations in the city centres. Bring normal 9-to-5 middle-class workers into city centres, and that'll bring a sense of normality, as opposed to leaving it idle for criminals and thugs to roam free. We need real Gardaí in real stations. Pop-ups simply won't do. Gardaí have clearly got a policy, official or unofficial, to ignore open drug use with open dealing. Everyone can see it. That's from Dahi. Well, I'm not sure how your plan for a pop-up is going to go in Limerick, but when they do it, we'd love to hear back from you, Maria.
No, absolutely, Pat, and I'd be delighted to come back to speak to you because, you know, I mean, I'm an elected representative, I suppose, for quite a while, and I've had a good working relationship with the Gardaí in Limerick. And I know in an area not too far away from myself, we've had a lot of issues to do with open drug dealing. And by opening up a line of communication with the Gardaí, there has been a great, great response, I would have to say. And they have had a number of successful conclusions, might be the best way of putting it, you know, in recent times. So I do believe
The Gardaí, they brought guards down from Dublin to deal with the drugs families, and they locked an awful lot of them up. Some of them will be getting out soon, so whether or not the behaviour resumes, time will tell. Maria, thank you very much for joining us. That's Maria Byrne, Fine Gael Senator, Shannon spokesperson on finance.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.